Dr. Libertarian Office Note on Patient Isaiah Young, Isaiah Young, YAUNG. Date of birth is 2/10/1998. Service is 6/4/2026. Prepared note, the patient is 28-year-old gentleman who presents to my office to be serviced with me as his doctor. Prepared the best medical history includes POTS or posterior orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Diagnosed in 2023 after COVID and also COVID shot. Period. Patient start having recurrence of the symptoms after contracting another bout of COVID 2-3 months ago, and he comes in for multiple symptoms related to that that are going to be detailed in his review of systems. Period. Past surgical history includes right hand surgery. Paragraph allergies, normal drug allergies. Paragraph social history. Patient is single, no children, no smoking. He does use nicotine patch. He has occasional alcohol use, no drug use. He works as a mechanic. Family history. Father and mother have history of colorectal cancer. His brother has diabetes mellitus type 1. Few paragraph. Review of systems. Reveals no headache. Good vision. He does have chest pain, stabbing, with stabbing sensation, without any shortness of breath. They are on and off. He reports fatigue after eating. He reports tingling and needle sensation in all four extremities on and off. He does report episodes of palpitations and nighttime tachycardia that last 1 minute or so. Denies any urinary symptoms, no diarrhea, no constipation, no GI symptoms, in particular no nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain reported. He denies any neck pain, no skin rash. All the systems reviewed are negative. He received immunization. He received one shot of the COVID-19 J&J gene editing therapy. Period. Paragraph. And current medications include on and off ibuprofen. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs are as mentioned above, a chain, TP, pupils around the active palate and accommodation, injected conjunctive analytics, clear on the cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm normal swellings too. No murmurs heard, no friction, prolonged, clear to expectation, no crackles, or resistance heard, abdomen soft, no hypertomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gadi rebound, or rigidity. Extremities. No edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, not a neuro exam, is non-focal. Period paragraph. Investigations. Show the following. Blood sugar 96, BUN 11, creatinine 1.24, estimated GFR is 81, sodium 138, potassium 4.1, fluoride 100, potassium 228, calcium 9.7, albumin 4.9. ALT is 49 elevated, CBC within normal range. Vitamin D level is 63, A paragraph, D dimer is pending. Assessment and plan 1. Posterior orthostatic tachycardia syndrome with recurrent symptomatology. We're going to start patient on supportive anti-spike supplements, including nortriptyline, bromelain, and curcumin. We're going to also start him on a course of ivermectin off-label at 24 mg daily. We're going to check for anti-spike antibody level and microinsurance panels. Period. Paragraph. Elevated liver enzymes, we're going to do a workup, including hepatitis panel as well as liver ultrasound. Paragraph. Elevated serum creatinine likely related to his increased muscle mass. We're going to do a minimal workup including renal ultrasound for now and autoimmune panel. Paragraph. Patient's going to be back in around 3 weeks to discuss the results and for further recommendations and reportings.